Rules to start breaking. In your journey to career success, it's time to adopt a stealthy mindset. Instead of following conventional paths, dare to take a different route. Accept new tactics and mindsets that might go unnoticed by others but propel you forward. Don't hesitate to strike up conversations with strangers. You never know, that person in line with you at the store could be your next big opportunity. Step up and seize your chances instead of waiting for them to come to you. Keeping your talents hidden is a waste. It's time to showcase what you're made of. Overt versus stealth. Why applying for a job is dumb. In the competitive world of job hunting, companies often get flooded with applications for every job opening. Most of these applicants are quickly ruled out, leaving only a handful for interviews. Many job listings attract candidates who are actively searching for work, but often the best opportunities are filled through other means. The overt approach to job hunting can sometimes come off as desperate. On the other hand, the stealth method is about standing out in a different way. By using stealth tactics, your aim is to network with as many people as possible, regardless of whether they can directly offer you a job. This strategy allows you to position yourself as a potential candidate even before a job is officially posted. It opens doors to job opportunities that you might not have otherwise known about and gives you leverage in negotiating better job terms. The stealth method is particularly effective when you're between jobs, considering entrepreneurship, or aiming for better career prospects. It's about taking charge of your career path by strategically connecting with the right people at the right time. The 4M method of career management. If you want to supercharge your career without making a fuss, then the 4M method has got you covered. It's all about meeting people, leaving a lasting impression, staying top of mind, and maintaining those relationships for life. Here's how to do it. Meet. Start conversations with everyone you meet. Whether it's the person next to you in line or someone at the next table, you never know who they might be connected to. Your next big client, boss, or even your soulmate could be just a conversation away. Memorable. Don't be forgettable. Instead of talking about job hunting right away, focus on shared interests and offer to help or share information. Leave a lasting impression by being helpful and genuine. Plant the seeds for valuable long-term relationships. Mind. Aim to be the first person people think of when opportunities arise. Expand your network like a radio signal spreading from a mountaintop antenna. The more people who know about you and what you do, the better your chances of landing great opportunities. Maintain. Don't let your networking efforts slip once you've landed a job. Keep nurturing your connections for three reasons. Your network wants to know what you're up to. You'll need updated connections in the future, and you never know when new opportunities might come knocking. 10 time-tested principles for launching an effective stealth campaign. Follow these steps to power up your career. 1. The best way to get a job is, don't be looking for one. Want a job or searching for your life partner? Instead of appearing needy or desperate, focus on taking action. People love to help, but if they sense desperation, they might hesitate to offer assistance. So, instead of just looking for a job, concentrate on moving forward to the next step. 2. An ounce of research is worth a pound of job search. When it comes to finding job opportunities, research is your secret weapon. Instead of aimlessly searching, focus on projects that genuinely interest you. Dive deep into topics that ignite your passion and curiosity. These stealth research projects not only expand your knowledge but also open doors to new connections. By conducting these projects, you'll naturally meet more people in your field. Take advantage of these encounters to seek advice, showcase your skills, and leave a lasting impression. When the right job or client opportunity arises, those connections will remember you. 3. A questionable person creates enthusiastic relationships. To explore your ideal career path, let's break it down into three simple circles. In the first circle, jot down what you're good at, your talents, skills, and what you excel in. In the second circle, write down what you love, your passions, hobbies, and dreams. Lastly, in the third circle, think about what the job market values, whether you're an employee, freelancer, or entrepreneur. These circles overlap in the middle. This is your Sweet spot. It's where you're doing what you're great at, in an area you're passionate about, and where the market rewards you generously. But we're not stopping at just one perfect job. We're exploring 3 to 5 possible career paths. Dive into Sweet Spot Research Projects. These are like mini quests to learn more about your potential career directions. To become even more open and ready for interviews, let's create 20 questions for each of your interests. These questions will fuel your conversations, helping you gather insights to shape your path toward your sweet spot. 4. You can never have too much information. Some folks end up in careers unrelated to what they studied. They could have saved a ton of time, energy, and cash if they had done some sneaky digging before heading off to college. Stealth research is like detective work for your career goals. Instead of just asking the usual interview questions, you dive deep into the nitty-gritty of an industry. Think, what stinks about this job field? Or, what's the next big threat looming over this industry? Aim high when picking your stealth interview targets. Find folks at least 2 levels above your own experience. These higher-ups bring in loads of industry wisdom, a broad view of what's happening in the field, and a bonus. They can introduce you to even more important contacts within their company. 5. A friend in need doth repulsion breed. The more you appear desperate or overly eager for a job, the less likely you are to actually get one. Instead, approach job hunting with a mindset of joyful inquiry. Be genuinely curious and confident when you meet people or do research. This approach has 3 big advantages. People won't feel pressured talking to you. Your confidence will attract others, and you'll naturally connect with those who share your interests. So, don't try too hard or come across as needy. It'll just push away the opportunities you're seeking. 6. Call me expert, I'll open my door. To get interview subjects for your research, start by looking at the people you already know. Most folks are connected to about 600 others. So, make a list of all the people in your current networks. Then, from that list, pick out the ones who could help with your research. Call this your contacts wish list. These are the folks who might have something valuable to say about the topics you're interested in studying. Group contact names by project. We'll research online to find more companies, government agencies, trade groups, nonprofits, and influential individuals in each project's field. We'll create a column for each project and sort the contacts accordingly. Create an approach letter explaining the purpose of seeking expertise without pursuing employment. Enclose pertinent information and request a brief meeting. Write the letter formally on quality stationery. 7. Eyes to eyes get you the prize. To seal the deal, don't just stop at sending a letter. Follow it up with a phone call to arrange a personal meeting. Avoid relying on emails, calls, or social media for research interviews, as nothing beats the personal connection you establish in face-to-face interactions. Here's a quick guide to setting up those crucial meetings. 1. Keep your word. Stick to your word by calling exactly when you promised in your letter. 2. Be direct. When you call, ask for your target by their first name only. Keep it simple, like, is Tom available? 3. Win over assistance. Don't bulldoze past assistants. They can be your allies. Treat them respectfully. 4. Stay honest. Maintain control over your meeting request by being straightforward. If needed, offer to resend your letter for clarity. 5. FaceTime only. Politely decline phone interviews. You're after just 5 minutes of face-to-face time. 6. Office meetings only. Insist on meeting in your target's office for a professional setting. Plus, it gives you a glimpse into their workplace culture. 7. Follow up. Don't be discouraged by busy schedules. Keep pushing until you get the meeting you're after. 8. Building relationship equity, one meeting at a time. Prepare for undercover research meetings by thinking of yourself as the interviewer. Bring along a list of 20 questions for your target and your resume. Here's how to make the most of each encounter. 1. Acknowledgement and bonding. Start by asking your target about their background and interests in the industry. This shows you value their insights. 2. Questions. Most answers will come naturally as your target talks about themselves. Don't overwhelm them with too many questions. Keep it flowing. 3. Share your resume. Sneakily hand over your resume without directly mentioning it. Ask for feedback on how your background fits with your research. This bypasses HR and lands your profile on the desk of a decision maker. 4. Request for connections. Don't use formal terms like referrals or contacts. Instead, ask if they know others who could be helpful. Follow up with these connections for more opportunities. 5. Show gratitude. Send a quick thank you email or letter right after the interview. Keep in touch for future opportunities. This process helps you create your career tribe. When you interview people, you become known within their career tribes. Each person you interview connects with tens, hundreds, or thousands of others. 9. Top of mind is easy to find. When you land your dream job, don't lose touch with the people who helped you get there. Keep them in the loop with updates on your work, interesting news articles, and regular holiday letters. These letters are like annual updates to keep everyone informed about what you've been up to. By staying connected and updating your contacts on your progress, you'll make sure they remember you when new job opportunities arise. Even after you've started your job, keep the communication going with letters, calls, interviews, thank you notes, and holiday updates. This way, you'll always be on their radar for future opportunities. 10. Treat yourself like a business to stay in business. Picture yourself as a valuable asset up for hire. That's you. Your success in your career depends on how well you utilize your unique qualities and the effort you put in. To excel, you need to focus on getting the best returns on your individuality and the effort you invest. Embracing stealth principles and strategies is key, but it requires dedication and practice. Starting a new exercise program is like kickstarting your career growth. Just as muscles need time and energy to strengthen, so do your skills and connections. Each step you take, no matter how small, contributes to your routine and builds your confidence. Even if you only make one powerful new relationship that propels your career forward, all the effort you put into networking will be worth it. Key points. 1. Don't wait for opportunities. Create them by stealthy networking and showcasing your skills. 2. Meet people, leave an impression, stay top of mind, and maintain relationships for career success. 3. Research projects and genuine curiosity pave the way for meaningful connections and job opportunities. 4. Confidence and genuine interest attract opportunities. Desperation repels them. 5. Tap into your network for expertise, conduct face-to-face meetings, and build relationship equity. 6. Keep connections alive with updates and gratitude to remain top of mind for future opportunities. 7. Treat yourself as a valuable asset, investing in your skills and uniqueness for career advancement.